Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of Yahweh, he stood near the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and asked him that he would push out a little ways from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from out of the ship. And now when he had left off from speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a haul." And Simon, answering, said to him, "Master, we've worked all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had thus done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. And when Simon saw this, he fell down at Yahushua's knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Master." For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the haul of the fishes which they had taken. So was also Jacob and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Yahushua said to Simon, "Fear not, from now on you shall catch men." And when they had brought their ships to land, they left all and followed him. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Yahushua, fell on his face and sought him out, saying, "My master, if you will, you can make me clean." And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately the leprosy departed from that man. And he charged him to tell no one, but to go and to show himself to the priest, and offer for his cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony to them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting near, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of Yahweh was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man that was taken of palsy. And they sought out means to bring him in and to lay him before Yahushua. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling of the roof with his couch into the midst in front of Yahushua. And when he saw their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this which speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but Yahweh alone?" But when Yahushua perceived their thoughts, he answering said to them, "What reason you in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, 'Your sins be forgiven you,' or to say, 'Rise up and walk?' But that you may know that the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sins," he said then to the sick of the palsy, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, go to your house." And immediately he rose up before them, took up that whereupon he lay, and departed to his own house, praising Yahweh. And they were all amazed, and they praised Yahweh and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he left all, rose up, followed him. And Levi made for him a great feast in his own house, and there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" And Yahushua answering said to them, "They that are whole do not need a physician, but they that are sick. I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And they said to him, "Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but your disciples eat and drink?" And he said to them, "Can you make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days." And he spoke also a parable to them, saying, "No man puts a piece of new garment upon an old, if otherwise, then both the new makes a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agrees not with the old. And no man puts new wine into old bottles. else the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine, straightway desires the new, for he says the old is better. End of chapter